chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to be with you guys today. You know I'm always excited about Wednesdays. Wednesdays is the best day ever. People call it hump day. It's the middle of the week. It's almost the end. Oh, man. But you know what? It is the day that the Lord has made, and that's why I am so glad to be in it. I'm telling you, God is so good, you guys. He is so amazing, and I can't wait to just share with you a little bit about what God is doing and about what he's saying and what's going on in the kingdom and what he wants to see on the earth. I'm going to share all of that with you in ministerial moment. But first, we have to get right into the weather. We got to see what's going on in today's weather, you guys. So let's take a look at that. All right. Today in D.C., we are 72 degrees. We are sunny right now. Our high today is going to be 81 degrees. Sunshine all day. I love this kind of weather right now. I don't know why. I feel like because of the pandemic, we just done skipped right over it somehow. It doesn't even seem like it's been hot. I mean, I guess because I've been in the house most of the time. We all have. But I'm feeling good. This type of weather is, I don't know. I feel a little more liberated, with this type of weather right now, the breeze and the cooling and things like that. It's just nice. Detroit, you're 66 degrees, partly cloudy right now. Your high is going to be 70 degrees. London, you're 61 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to showers because you have them coming throughout the night and you're waking up with showers. Your high tomorrow is going to be 62 degrees. Los Angeles, you are 63 degrees. You still got that haze going on because of those fires. So, you know, really, really take care of yourself with that, you guys. It's a lot going on with the pandemic and the air quality. We want you to be safe. 82 degrees is going to be your high. Augusta, Georgia, you are 73 degrees right now. Your high is 88 degrees. All sunshine today. South Australia, you're 48 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up, it's 46 degrees. Your high tomorrow is 66, all sunshine. Hawaii, you're 55 degrees. Your high today is going to be 72. You're coming out of showers, but you're going to have sunshine all evening long, which is such a blessing. Australia, you are 46 degrees. You got winds coming, strong winds, because it's bringing rain. So 44 degrees is going to be your wake up. 57 is going to be your high. Puerto Rico, you are 75 degrees. That is your high. 66, you're waking up with thunder showers all week long. You're going to be at 80 tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Take cover because it's going to be thunder showers all week long. Portugal, you are 57 degrees. That is your high. You're waking up to showers at 48 degrees. All right, that's been your weather, and I'm so glad that no matter what is going on around you, about you, I always say it, God is still in control. It doesn't matter what's happening right now in this moment. If you hear my voice, no matter what country or continent or nation or city or state you are in, God is still in control. You gotta know that. You gotta believe it, because guess what? He's the only one that's going to bring us out. He's the only one that's going to bring you out. So press into him and let him do what he does best, is love all over you and protect you. All right. This has been the weather report. And now we're going to go into ministerial moments. So we'll be right back after our sponsorship.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wigs.
All right, glory to God. So, you know, God has been really ministering to me. I've been really spending a lot of time with God, you guys. You know, it's something because as you walk your walk and, you know, walking in your journey and things like that, you really think at the beginning that, you know, you're delivered and everything's fine. And, you know, sometimes some people go into self-righteousness. Some people go into judging other Christians and things like that because they feel like they got it all together. Well, God has a way of humbling us and keeping us humble, rather. And he says that he resists the proud and he exalts the humble. And so the enemy wants us to be prideful so we don't get exalted, so we don't go into our destiny successfully, so we don't have the peace or the joy or any of those things that God has promised in his protection with us. And so this is the enemy's job. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I love when Paul said it best. He said, I do the things that I don't want to do and the things I want to do, who's going to deliver me? Oh, yes, you will. You will deliver me from my wretchedness. And I'm paraphrasing just a little, but that's in the book of Romans. And the thing about it is that when he said that, I used to live on that. I mean, live on it like, you know, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. If I think this, do this, you know, it's grace and stuff like that. But I loved it because it kept him so realistic. Like I felt like he was reachable. Like he understood where we were coming from. Like he understood the flesh and just the deliverance process and things like that. But when that scripture was my favorite token, it also put me in a position where I believe it left a gate open for the adversary. So it depends on the motive of the situation. Is it convenient when I'm making a mistake, or is it convenient just to understand that this is a process that keeps us humble before God and that he is our deliverer? So it's the way you look at things. And I think the way that I looked at it, and a lot of people even preach that to this day, like it's an excuse to sin or fall short. And yes, we're going to fall short. And yes, we're going to make mistakes and things like that. But God did never intend it for us to get there. As a matter of fact, it says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. Okay. And so we have to keep that in mind as well, that we're supposed to get up, even though we fall short, repent and get back up and know that God has forgiven us. He doesn't want us to live in condemnation or any of that. However, I knew that there was a season in my 18 years that I got lost. And so in that situation of me being lost, I knew I couldn't go back, and I knew that I was, you know, in a rut that I couldn't move forward, but I wanted to move forward, but I had made so many mistakes and I've fallen short and committed sins and outwardly and not even really knowing that, okay, Lord, there's something going on within. There's something in my heart. There's something that's going on that I want you to deal with, but I don't know what it is. And so I think a lot of us that have been in ministry have fallen short this way. And I know I've seen a lot of things. I've heard a lot of stories. I know you all have about leadership and things like that. And we're supposed to pray for these people. We're supposed to have compassion because I too was a leader and fell short. So I had a great compassion for those, and I got to see how the enemy is conniving and sneaky, the same way he snuck in with Eve and Adam, the same way he tried to sneak in with Jesus after the 40-day fast. It the same way. I mean, even Jesus told Peter that the devil wants to sift him as wheat. I mean, he's always looking for opportunity. Same way he tried to come in on Elijah. The same way he tried to come in on Job. He is the same cunning person. He'll take, if there's one crack, he'll kick his old foot in and come in and wreak havoc in your life. So I'm saying all of this to say that in this season and time when America is being judged, period. And it's a lot of false prophecies going out, a lot of feel good messages, a lot of, you know, grow your wealth and sow into the ministry and all of this type of stuff. It's a lot of stuff going on. If you're looking at the social media, it's a lot of stuff going on. And I'm telling you, God, when you press into him and you seek him first and his righteousness, all things will be added onto you, especially his truth that will set you free. I'm urging each and every person, if you have been touched by God, if you have seen a glimpse of his glory, if you have heard the sweetness of his voice loving on you, giving you instructions, showing you a future in him, I urge you to seek after him. I urge you to pick up your Bible and read his word. I urge you to call on the name of Jesus. Men fall short. That's all I'm saying. I fell short and was lost, and I only call out for mercy for any person that, I mean, but you know what? The thing about it that I love, if I failed any person, I want to finish that statement. But what I love about God and his grace is that it don't have nothing to do with me. Whatever I was used to do at that moment in time, despite my shortcomings and my sinful nature, whatever he intended for it to do for that person that touched their lives, that encouraged them, that read a book or any of that, that's all it was meant to do. Some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. So it doesn't have anything to do with me. But then there is some people that are literally leading people astray. People have fallen short. People have fallen away. People are changing the gospel to fit their comfort zone. People are preaching to itchy ears and all of these things. This is in your word. I urge you to study. I urge you to seek. I urge you to hunger. I urge you to thirst. I urge you to sit and wait on the Lord. He will deliver to you. He will feed you. He will direct you. He will do that. And you know what I love about him? He will never leave you wondering. He will confirm his word. He will confirm it, and he will connect you to his word. So everything about what he speaks, he makes sure that it is confirmed and that it's connected and that it is fulfilled and that it is manifested. So I want you to be encouraged with that. It's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of small world wars in the world, a lot of division and separation among the church. I want you, if you believe in something more powerful than anything that you've ever experienced before, it is Jesus. If you believe that God is real, he is. If you believe that he moves by his spirit, if you just have a hope in that, he can move mountains for you. He can remove scales from your eyes. He will deliver you into your destiny. He will fulfill any voids. He will heal you from sickness. He will provide for you whatever you need. He will complete the work that he started. He created you, and he will finish the work, and he's calling you. So I want to urge you, repent and surrender and get your salvation in Jesus' name. It awaits you now. And wherever you are, if you're in a backslidden or you want wandering around, or you went into the world and you're ready to come home, come on home. Come on home. The angels are waiting for you. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live your best life in the kingdom for Jesus Christ. I love you so much. This has been Ministerial Moment, and I'm loving you. All right. We got Haith and Henry Smith from, they're the founders of La Host Company Wig and Hair Extensions. You know I wear them. You know I love them. And products, you guys. We got great news to talk about with them. We got Gina G with the Trending Tea and What She Say. And then we got Elizabeth Brooks with Fitness, 5-Minute Fitness. We'll be right back after this short break, and we'll be right back with our guests.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These 4 devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These 4 devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all 8 devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's
Hey, thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and my girl, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Two Ginas, watch out, world.
All right, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Mr. and Mrs. Hayden Henry Johnson from the
Johnson!
Host. How are you?
Hello.
You did it, preacher lady.
Listen, Henry, your wife is amazing, and so I know that God matched. Yes, and I know that God matched her up with the perfect husband, and I'm so excited to see what God is doing through you both. I just wanted to give the listeners just a little bit of history about Hayth and myself, and then I want her to talk about how you guys met. But Hayth and I was in school together in middle school, I think elementary too. And I'm telling you, there was always some kind of connection with Hayth and myself. In the midst of all of this age of trying to figure out who we are and what we're destined to be and what we're supposed to be doing, and just in that middle age season in our life, it was always a connection there with her and I, and we would laugh a lot and joke a lot, and we were kind of like the oddballs out of a lot of the kids that was there.
Wow.
but we were, and I don't think we really understood that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I did. I didn't really get it, but I knew that her and I had something going on, and we would laugh and stuff like that. And I know the pressures of, you know, young age and things like that, and just, you know, not really discovering that. But I know that in a time when God really used her, and I wrote about it in my book, Henry, I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote it in the Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny, because when I was on drugs really bad, and I was by myself a lot, I was a functioning addict. And I would go to work and I would always feel so condemned, and I would feel so yucky, and just like, I felt by myself, it was all of these convictions and all of this stuff. And I knew that I was supposed to do something more, but I didn't know when and how and what to do. And Hayth was in her own room, and I was like, gosh, that is so powerful. She got her own room away from all of this crap. Like, she could talk in her own room.
Wow.
And I just remember, like, noticing that so bad, because I did nails and she did hair. And isn't that funny how after all these years, our life splits and we go our own way, and then we come back and end up working in the same business. And then when she had her own room, I would go in her room, and I would never tell her because I was so ashamed to admit what was going on with me. But I would just ask her and beg her to please pray for me. Like, I just knew, I just needed somebody to say the words that I didn't know how to say. And she would pray for me, and that went on for a while, but I never forgot about it. And it was just drops of that and other things that God used to get me to this place in time. So I want to just publicly again say thank you, Hayth Johnson, for being so diligent in the things of the kingdom, and just look at what God has done in your life.
Amen. Gina, you've always been a unique woman, handcrafted by God. You were always like that. And yes, we went to middle school, girl. Can you believe that? Middle school, junior high. So you left at, you didn't go to actual Oak Park?
I did go to Oak Park. We was there together at Oak Park, but that's when it was a hot mess. It started going downhill after that point, for real.
Gina, that means we've been knowing each other since we were 10 years old, girl.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a long time.
Yeah, Gina, you have always been such a unique. It's almost like the Holy Spirit taught me one time. He said, I make daisies, I make dandelions, and I make orchids. And I also make the birds of paradise. And the birds of paradise owe no one an apology for how I shaped and formed it. And so you were always a very unique woman, or, you know, as we were growing up. But this is the thing. I remember how talented and gifted you have always been, especially with your hands. I remember at one time, I think you were making furniture or wanted to make furniture and have your own furniture. You were always innovative and on the cutting edge. And I think the enemy kind of took advantage of certain, like he does us all. He takes advantage of those unique traits we all have in our personality. And you have to learn that when you come into the kingdom of God, you give that over to him, and then you begin to line up perfectly with the original purpose he had for you in your life, and you'll be amazed. And I'm looking at you now, sis, like, wow, this woman is reaching the world for kingdom sake and making a huge impact. I'm just so godly proud of you. I'm just so proud of you.
Wow. I'm so blessed to have you and Henry. You're part of the family, Henry. You know that now, because, I mean,
well, thank you together. So much. Now I feel a part of the family.
Well, listen, Henry, you had, like I said, you met a beautiful woman. You made her your wife. Tell me about that moment where, because, you know, on this show, we talk about all of that stuff. We connect all the good stuff. We got to get them the whole picture. So when you saw her, when you saw Hayes and you met her, what was that moment like when you knew she was your wife?
Now tell the truth,
Henry.
Okay,
I got to tell the truth.
Now tell the truth, Henry. Tell the truth.
Wait a minute. When I met Hayes, she was trying to hook me up with her friend.
I actually did.
She was like, I knew this girl that you ought to meet. And you want to meet her? She's cute and everything. I said, why are you trying to introduce her to me? But I really wanted to talk to her. But I'm not going to say any names. And I said, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll go out on this date since you told me. So I went out on a date. And then it wasn't really a date. I just went over to her house, talked to her. It almost felt like an interview because I found out this woman don't want anything for her life. So I said, I went back to Hayes and said, why do you try and hook me up to her?
Girl, what is wrong with you? And you know what it was, Gina? I was heavy set. I weighed maybe about 260 or 270, 80 pounds. And the young lady who I introduced her to, she was so small, she was slim, she dressed fierce. She was just like, to me, she was the creme of the creme. She was like gorgeous. Henry was like, no.
Henry said, she's so small, she empty. I need somebody full. So he went on and wanted to give it to you because you full of all kind of goodness and all of that talent. He was like, he said she didn't have nothing going on, hey? That's what he said.
Didn't have nothing going on.
Oh, so Jesus. So you knew. Go ahead, hey.
No, I'm going to let him finish, honey.
So I knew the one. I was like, well, Lord, one day we went over to her mom's house, or one day I said, Lord, I'm going to put this fleece before you. And I know you shouldn't do it, but I went ahead and did it. And I said, Lord, if she makes me cheesecake or give me cheesecake, she the one.
Henry.
Within I don't know how many days, she gave me some cheesecake. Wait a minute. And then one day we were in evangelism. We were about to go out into the streets and minister to people. And I heard this woman pray. And when she prayed, I said, oh, no. I need a wife that can pray like that. So it was that spirituality in her. Because I said, if I ever get in trouble or something ever happened, I need somebody to pray me out of this. So see? I need a wife that prays. Because
Henry came from a mother that prayed. So Henry knew prayer.
So I heard her pray. Yeah. I said, oh, yeah, she's the one.
That's something, hey, because I'm listening to him, and we always think it's something outwardly. And when I say
I'm
that you were full, he can see your substance, and you were full of substance. And so, but look at where you are now. You got the guy got the girl, you guys come together. And I always love this because You know, I always tell people, don't give up on marriage because that's where your blessings are. You know, people, have perverted marriage or given up on marriage, but that's the devil's work because when you come together, you multiply. So y'all done came together. Hey, you done dropped down the pounds.
Yeah.
Henry, you done got your suave on and y'all looking all good together and now y'all in Walmart.
Look at God,
yeah.
Girl.
5 years later, all I did was say, God, who do you want for me? You choose for me because I don't know who I need for the next 10 years, 25 years, 30 years.
Come on.
You're able to look down the road and you're able to see who I'll be with. So I let God do the picking for me. And I chose who he picked, and because people have to choose whom God presents before them.
That's right. My
wife, and we're 25 years deep and expecting to continue going on. So I'm excited.
And, you know, marriage is really honorable before the Lord. I mean, it really is. And so a lot of times we look at marriage, especially in generations today or in society today, but it is an actual holy union that God pulls together for his specific purpose. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I would not be the woman that I am or have accomplished what I've accomplished without his purpose being connected to my purpose. And so God saved, he presented me with the same thing. It's kind of like God to give you, in other words, if Henry and I wouldn't have chose to marry each other, it's not that I wouldn't have been happy marrying someone else because I was actually dating someone, and that's why I told him to date the other lady because I was dating someone else. So it went like this. It was like, okay, the Holy Spirit, and in my prayer, while I'm in my devotion, the Holy Spirit is like, this relationship you're in now before Henry, he said, it's a stench in my nostril. And I'm like, God, he said, because it doesn't line up with the perfect will. There's some acceptable will, there's a good will, but then there's the perfect will that Romans 12 talks about. And so he said, if you want to mature into the perfect will of God, then you have to learn to come. You learn as you grow as a believer. You love what God loves and you hate what God hates. And he told me, he says, if you want my perfect will for you, this is A, B, C. You get to choose because you are a free will agent, but you are my daughter with a purpose that I've ordained. I called you out. Sanctification means called out of the world, called to God for his specific purpose he's ordained for you in your life. So, Gina, every time I would go in prayer, God would tell me and show me. So then one day I said, okay, Lord, show me his spirit. Show me his spirit, meaning the guy I was dating. The Holy Spirit, I'm not going to go through the whole story, but he showed me his spirit. Hmm. Eventually, when I said, okay, Lord, I submit my will to your will, Henry came along. He did. Okay, so we've seen each other. I tried to give him my girlfriend. He didn't want to date her. He came back. Eventually, he asked me for my number. I said, well, I really don't want to date him. He's shorter than a guy that I would really want to date. So, and he light skin, and he too fine. I don't want light skin, fine, wavy hair.
She want an ugly, fat dude.
So anyway,
Gina.
But the Holy Spirit was like, now it's not that you can't marry someone else. You can't because marriage is honorable, and it's not that I wouldn't honor the marriage that you chose to, chose to be involved in. But this is the difference. He said, but I poured my love in Henry for you. So you can pick contestant A, B, but as for Henry, that's where I pour my love in. So it's not that you wouldn't be happy in another marriage, but you will never reach that perfected purpose that I've ordained for you in the earth for you to impact the kingdom. And so when we realize our purpose lined up with God's perfect will, then that's when we submitted ourselves to the perfect will of God for each other. We fight, we argue, we get on each other's nerves. We just like any other couple that's out there trying to make it happen. We have learned the principles of marriage, and marriage has to be based on the word of God and forgiveness.
God. Yes.
And respect and boundaries. So we've learned how to grow in grace, grow in love. But the one thing is we have boundaries of holiness, meaning that I'm not going to fool around on you. You know how the whole thing go. I'm not going to go through all of that.
Yeah.
I know you want to
talk to you about the journey. But my thing, I just wanted to put out there so your listeners be like, God ain't got to pick you. I believe God told me this. Well, I believe God told me to marry Tom, and he end up, listen, when you submit your will complete, the one thing I know is the Holy Ghost never lies.
Yes.
He is the spirit of truth. And if you ask God, Lord, tell me the truth about this person. Show me their spirit. He will reveal. And then
yes.
In his revelation, you still have to make a choice because God revealed to me.
Yeah, you have the freedom to choose. You have the freedom to
absolutely.
Choose. But you definitely want that perfect will.
If I would have stayed in that relationship with that other gentleman, I just do not believe. Now I don't believe. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, one, I wouldn't be the woman who I am. Two, I wouldn't be where I am. And three, God would have gave me the grace to get through it, but God is only obligated to fulfill his word on your life.
That's it. Wow. Gina G, my co-host, my buddy, my friend, my sister, do you hear this good stuff, girl? Meet Hayden Henry.
I've been writing notes. So I don't know about nobody else. The whole conversation, I've been writing stuff. Damn, you hear me?
That is funny.
Such a blessing. Such great love story. Oh, my God. Woo! Y'all came a long way.
So what I want to know now, so everybody wants to know, because that's good stuff. We needed a co-signer for that, for real, because I'm telling y'all, this is nothing but the truth. This is the will of God. You have the free will to choose, and some of y'all don't want to know the truth. That's why you don't ask. But we want to encourage you to. They don't want to know the truth. That's why they don't say nothing. They just go on and try to fix it and make it right and make it pretty. And God is still seeing all that. And you're making your decision right before God, but God is always going to tell you the truth, and he wants the best for you. So now that you guys are married 25 years, hey, you've been doing hair for a while. You go into making wigs, what you did for the Clark sisters, for the Winans, girl. You was all up in the heavy hitter in Detroit. You were a sponsor and a spokesperson for this company and that company. I mean, definitely a godly socialite in Detroit. Definitely. I mean, hands down. But and rightfully and respectfully, you have held that position, glorifying God the whole time. Now you're into making products. You done met the vice president's wife. I mean, done been to the store. I mean, I can go on and on about the accolades, the doors that have just swung open since their marriage. But I want to talk about now how you guys, with all of that, commercials and interviews and Mildred and Gaddis and all of these, you know, time slots on radio and on television and all of that in Detroit, if that wasn't enough, I mean, now you're in Walmart and over 200 stores. Tell everybody about that.
The awesome thing about what you're saying, Gina, is a lot of people didn't know the price of the oil that had to be spilled for us to get to this point. All of this time when I was doing the Clark sisters, and a lot of people didn't know I was homeless. I was homeless.
Jesus.
And living in an abandoned house. So my thing is,
Jesus,
the struggle of us getting to where we are today, even now, this is us. We're transparent people because we know we really can't make a big impact and change people's lives unless you tell the people the glory in your story, so that God can get the glory. You have to be transparent. I got to tell you the five times how I failed, so that will be your triumph while you're getting to the place that God called you to. I'm saying that to say this. Me and my husband downsized four times. As we speak right now, we're living in a small two-bedroom townhouse because we had to downsize to keep our business. But my husband kept saying, but I know God is going to give us the breakthrough. Hey, we got to keep getting up.
Jesus.
For 14 years, we have been in that place. We have been located downtown Ferndale, which is a prestigious place in like a little hub. And it's like great walking traffic. But people don't understand. Three times we thought we was going to have to close the door completely. We didn't have rent. We would get 3 and 4 months behind in rent at the store and in our house. just before COVID-19, we put our rent on a credit card for 2 months straight. I gotten so sick in January, I didn't know. I was like, they tested me. They didn't say it was COVID. My husband got sick. They tested him. It was not COVID. We had to take him back and forth to the hospital 3 and 4 times. But my husband kept saying, I know God got something bigger for us. We're going to press.
Jesus.
We're going to keep going. There is no way we're going to give up. We downsized because we wanted to keep the store. Because, see, I don't believe in looking rich. I believe in being rich in my inner
man.
Come on. And so that is what settled my soul. Me carrying a Louis Vuitton meant nothing to me. Me having red bottoms meant nothing. But stepping in the
Come
blood
on.
Of Jesus, that was my life. And so all the sacrificing, all of what you're saying, you do not understand. Gina, and I know that's why we're on this platform, because I promise God, wherever you put me, I promise I'm going to do nothing but tell the truth. With all of that
Come
that
on.
Looks so glamorous, girl, we struggled for years. My husband did not take a paycheck with his degree. My husband has a business degree. My husband was a skilled tradesman. My husband was making 6 figures at 4. He took the buyout because he heard the voice of the Lord and said, leave this job and you and your wife will work side by side in the beauty
Woo!
Industry. I put the two Jesus. Together because you will change the industry and you will be the forerunner. And I began to pray, Lord, whatever Madam C.J. Walker did not do, let me finish the work.
Come on, Madam C.J.
And
Walker. Come on now.
Gina, and I'm serious. That became my prayers in the 40s. And when I was 40, I'm 50 now. But when I was in my early 40s, late 30s, I started praying that. I never told my husband. But it would be a secret prayer because I would be embarrassed. But I said, Lord, whatever Madam C.J. Walker did not finish, let me finish the work to impact the kingdom. All of this is about the kingdom. For the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of my Christ, and he shall reign. So any industry God puts you in, you got to not go in and be successful. No, God is looking for us to dominate. So we're here
Come
now
on.
Because we struggled for his name's sake. God took that taste of got to be rich, got to look rich. No, that don't mean nothing to us now, Gina. We lost all
Come
that.
On
we
now.
Was too broke. We was too broke.
Come on
I'm
going to
tell you, it was in the pandemic is when miracles and blessings miraculously
Come on
began.
Now.
It, God showed out when the world shut down.
Come
that
on.
The great,
Hayes, I wish
that
I got to get you in here.
Equalizer.
I got to get you and Henry to come back on. I wish we got, girl, we done covered so much. It was,
we can't keep them, Gina. Gina,
we can. Listen, hold on. If y'all hold on for a second, let me get through a couple of segments. Yeah, please hold on, Hayden Henry, because Henry, you got to talk about something, and then Kate, you got to talk about something. We got 20 more minutes. I got to get 2 segments out, and then we're going to close out with you guys. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, listen, we're going to take 1 small commercial break, Doug, and then we're going to go right into Elizabeth Brooks. And then, Gina, you're going to be next with your What She Say, okay? If you want to, it's up to you. Is it you however
Girl,
you feel
it's going to be the shortest. It's going to be the shortest thing I've ever said. Come on.
Okay, go ahead. Let's take a short break, and then we're going to go into Elizabeth Brooks.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hello, everybody. I am Real Talk Kim, and now we are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Okay. Gina's saying this is good. I know it is good. Elizabeth Brooks, welcome. Thank you for coming with your 5-minute fitness. What you got for us today?
All right. Hi, everybody. God bless you all.
Hi.
I pray that you all are being safe and you're using wisdom and common sense. My grandma used to say common sense is not common, but whatever common sense you have, I hope you're using that. And I wanted to come to you guys today and talk about October. Do you guys know that today, well, this month, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month? And Breast Cancer Awareness is an annual campaign to increase awareness of the disease of breast cancer. Let me give you guys some facts, okay? About 1 in 8 U.S. women, about 12%, will develop breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. 1 in 8, you guys. In 2020, this year, an estimated 276,480 new cases of breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed in women in the U.S., okay? So we need to be aware of this disease. We need to be conscious of what's going on. Even men need to be conscious of what's going on. About 2,620 of those new cases of breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed in men. Do you know that a man's lifetime risk of breast cancer is 1 in 883? So that's not nothing, you guys. A lot of times we think about breast cancer as being a disease for women, but it's not. Even men can contract this disease. Studies show that, hey, fitness, physical activity reduces the risk of breast cancer and increases the chances of survival of breast cancer. So remember that the role of physical activity in breast cancer survival has been extensively studied. And we know that people that are physically active with breast cancer have improved prognosis with fewer recurrences and deaths compared to people who are sedentary survivors. So this is, it's so important to remember that physical fitness is not just something that we do, you know, to look cute, okay? It's something that we do to help our body stay strong and to help prevent disease. And breast cancer is one of those diseases that physical activity prevents. The cancer prevention, for cancer prevention, remember that moderate physical exercise equivalent to brisk walking, that's not like shopping in the mall, you guys. It's moving. It's pumping the arms. Brisk walking for 30 minutes every day is really helpful. As fitness improves, you want to work up to 60 minutes of moderate walking every day. Or if you're going to take it up a notch, which you know I believe in taking it up a notch, you guys, add some of that vigorous activity in. If you do 30 minutes of vigorous activity every day, all of those are help prevent, those are exercises that help prevent breast cancer. And you want to limit sedentary activities as much as possible. So we want to try to get up, you guys. If you notice that you're spending longer than an hour, after that hour, get up, walk up the flight of stairs, go outside, stand up, anything but stay down. Remember that fears that cancer survivors are too fragile to exercise during treatment have basically been overblown, and they're for the most part unfounded. If you have breast cancer, you can exercise. Each person is different, though. Remember to seek consultation from your doctor or trainer for recommendations to develop the right, you know, exercise routine for you. And I also want to encourage you guys during Breast Cancer Awareness Month to go to breastcancer.org. Go to that website, look at information relating to breast cancer and things that you can do for prevention, including screenings, nutritional tips, all of these things. Remember, if you know, obesity is one of the risk factors for breast cancer. So the heavier we are in terms of body fat, the more likely we are to, you know, contract this disease. Stay fit, people. Remember, it's not just about looking cute. It's about disease prevention. It's about improved health, wellness, range of motion, activity. These are the reasons why we exercise, all right? And to keep that body that God has given us strong. You know, there's a reason. He did not design us to be sedentary. He designed us to move. So when we're doing sedentary things, you know, it really does, it causes our bodies to regress, to lose muscle, to lose bone, and to lose wellness. Keep it moving, people.
Hey, man, and we need our bones and our muscles when we get older, honey. That's a fact. You better get on up. Tell everybody where they can follow you, Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, I want you guys to go to my new updated website, thinkingcorrectly.com. If you have a question about Breast Cancer Awareness Month or anything related to exercise, please send me, hit that contact button and send me a note about it, or go to my email, ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. Remember, everybody, fitness begins with correct thinking. Take care of yourselves and stay focused on your health.
Oh, I love you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. We look forward to you every month. Thank you, sister.
I love you guys, too. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
All right. Gina G with the Trinity. I say what you say. She got the Trinity. I say what you say. She got the Trinity. She got the Trinity for you and me. She got the Trinity for you and me. Hey.
I do. First of all, let me just tell Elizabeth Brooks, although it is healthy, I got to be cute. Hold on now. I'm up here sweating and working out, and you telling me I can't add cute to the repertoire? I got to add cute. Maybe number three. We're going to let cute be number three then, Elizabeth, because I got to put that on my list.
Love it.
Okay? All right, let me get this tea out, you guys, because I'm so looking forward to the rest of this conversation. So this tea is going to be real short. It's going to be a shot of tea. Can we do a shot of tea? This is a shot of tea right here.
A sip.
There we go. Come on. Whoever said that, thank you. This is a sip. Let me give y'all a little sip of tea. And the tea is vote. Just vote. Go ahead, please. Vote. Trump didn't supposedly have the coronavirus and was out of hospital in 2 days. And he's 70-something years old, still can't breathe. All I'm going to tell y'all right now is vote. There go your sip. I hope you blew it and cooled it off, because that's your sip to vote. Next. Now this what she say is going to be accountability. Accountability is going to be my what she say today. Y'all, we got to hold each other accountable. Hold yourself accountable. I'm talking about for the littlest things. My son, look, he know how to, he washed dishes. When we grew up, we had to clean the kitchen. I'm talking about that was the stove, the counters, sweeps, and mop. Okay, and mop, if you had a Southern mother. My mama from Detroit, okay? My mama from Detroit. So let me tell y'all right now, if them dishes wasn't done, she was waking us up at 2 or 3 in the morning to come clean up that kitchen. So I had to tell my son, don't you wash them dishes and leave all this grease popping on this stove. You have to have accountability. Now you get it. I'm going to hold you accountable with this greasy stove. So listen, it could be the smallest things, people, but we have to be held accountable, because God holds us accountable, and y'all want to hold him accountable as soon as something don't work the way you want it to work. So look, accountability, people, and now let's go on with this good conversation, because I'm ready for some more marriage advice and 23 years, and businesses and wigs and the Lord. So come on, Gina. Bring them back. Oh, there they go. Y'all ain't even went nowhere. That's what I'm talking about.
That was Hate that said that to Sip.
I didn't know I was on. Oh, my God. I am loving your show. I'm loving this. I'm going to make sure you send me some links so I can shoot this out on my page, because I love this.
You are welcome to come and visit anytime, girl. We laugh, we joke, we talk about Jesus, we just everything and anything, girl. We just have a ball on the show. It's not long enough, hey. But listen, I need you, because you said some good stuff, and I don't want to mess that up. Okay, so you was flowing, and then Henry, you was trying to come in like jump rope. How y'all want to do it?
We just lead through a lot.
Y'all go ahead and flow. How y'all want to do it?
Okay.
There were a lot of things, and we just believe through hard work, and no matter what you go through, and sometimes you don't think that things are actually going to come to pass, just keep your faith and just stay the course and stay focused according to what God has told you, not what you just thought about, or it's just what God told you. And if you believe that, I believe that you have something to stand on, no different than Peter when Jesus was on the water. He told them, no, just come, walk. And Peter took a step out of the boat. He began to walk on the word come, and he began to walk on water and do the impossible. I believe if we do the same thing, just walk according to the word, more the word, I believe that we'll be successful. So I'm going to turn it back over to Hayes because she's just a great speaker.
No, my husband is
you're
really
the business man.
And not only that, but my husband is prophetic. And my husband is actually, he holds the office of a prophet. So he's real quiet. When he talks, he's going to hit a punch. But when he get real quiet, and then when he start talking, that's when you all go, uh-oh, okay, he's been quiet too long. But
yeah, I like that. I like that because that means that, you know, he's not just frivolous. You know what I'm saying?
God can fill him up
and trust him to release it at the proper time, and it will nothing
Absolutely.
Be added or taken away. And
Amen.
That's what I value. I value that. Absolutely.
Amen.
That's I love that. Okay, now what you were saying, Haynes?
The beauty of what you just said, that's how we became successful, too. We had to learn each other's giftings and causes. A lot of times, marriages, I know we ain't no here for no marriage. Okay, it's a Walmart. So anyway, so my husband one day.
You better speak marriage. Speak marriage.
What'd Gina, did you have a question that you wanted to ask them before we let them go? Because I don't want a question not to be asked. Did you have a question
Please.
You wanted to ask them about? Yeah.
You know what? My question is because I've been married 8 years, and you know the devil has tried to attack me because I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm in this industry. You know, I have men that of course can relate to me. My husband and my husband are complete opposites but the same. We finish each other's sentences, but we're the opposite.
Right.
Anyway, but being in this industry and being around people that don't see me as a married woman, let me say it like that. What advice would you give me? Because I've been tested a lot of times and I've failed. So the next time the test comes around, I want to pass. And so is there any advice that you can give me, or women, you know, as far as being in an industry where there's so many men, I guess.
And it's just like with church, hey, it's the same thing with leaders and stuff. We done seen it all.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
It
we can relate to that. But go ahead. What you was going to say, hey?
One of my advice that I can give you, I used to weigh, my largest, I was 299 pounds. Make a long story very, very short. Everyone has always said, oh, hey, you're so pretty. Oh, you fat, but you got a pretty face. So I've heard that the majority of my life because I was always thick, chubby, or just flat out fat. Okay? You got fluffy, thick, fat. That was me. So in that, I began to recognize that my health was at risk, and I really did want to lose weight. And then one day, my husband was like, I asked him, now, don't ask people you don't want the truth. I said, babe, are you still attracted to me? When I got like 299, almost 300, he said, hey, I will love you for the rest of my life, but at the end of the day, I'm still a man. So when you let yourself go as a woman, it's not fair that you ask me, do I like what I see? I love you, but I wish you would lose weight. Well, I took that personal, like, oh, my God, how would I force him? Well, he should just love you. He should just accept you.
Right.
How would I demand that he love what I hate myself? So I lost the weight. I went through all of that to say this. When I start losing weight, when I got down to maybe a size 10, Gina, I started paying attention that I didn't even know exist. And by that time, we had been married maybe about 8 years. We had been married about 8 years, no more than 10. And I started getting attention from men that started becoming uncomfortable because I had to get used to this new body. You, as a woman, one, you have to be aware how you look. If you are a beautiful woman, you know if you're beautiful. You know the traits that you have. You know what you carry. You know how you show up in the room. So the Holy Spirit began to deal with me like that. He said, be responsible for how you show up in the room. I'm like, Holy Spirit, you got to teach me. So one time I was trying on a dress, and he said, just because it fit don't mean it's yours. Take it off and put it back
on
the rack. That's not how I want you to appear.
Come on,
so
now.
Anyway, make it keep going. So one time, this is what happened. I hugged a brother who I had been friends with. He had a wife. My husband, we were all friends. I hugged him. He pushed me off of him as if I was coming on. I was shocked. He said, I'm sorry. The Holy Spirit says, you have to see yourself now as a small, beautiful woman because you keep carrying yourself like you're a fat woman, and you're not. So when you do that, I'm saying that to say this. I had to make, one, my house secure. What that means is I got to fortify my home because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If I know marriage is holy, I know the unholy one is always going to come after this marriage. I had to build my husband up. When I would show up in the room, my husband never had a doubt whether my attention or my attraction was towards him ever. And I'm talking bishops and pastors started flirting with me and started giving me propositions, but because I was settled, see, I knew that the love, remember the promise that God told me in the beginning? I put my love in him for you. So that means there's not another man on this earth that can love me. Now, somebody can make me have an orgasm. I'm sorry, I'm just being blunt. Somebody can buy me something, but that inner man will never be satisfied until I was in the arms of the one that God ordained for me. So I would say, fortify your man, fortify your husband, make him feel like, babe, there is no other choice for me but you. And then I had to be responsible. Yes, I'm a beautiful woman. And you have to acknowledge, because if you don't acknowledge it, then the enemy can manipulate you and use you with it. Okay.
Come on.
So, you know, so that false humility, oh, I ain't cute. No, you know you cute. Stop all that foolishness. You know you a beautiful woman. So now be responsible for it. Don't just go using it loosely. So I couldn't just show up in the room. I had to know that there was something greater, and I wasn't going to let nothing on this level destroy that in my mirror. So what I'm saying is when somebody would proposition me, how you do, I would never give men two looks. So in other words, if I caught an eye with a man, I would turn my head. Because men will they don't want to be rejected. They don't want to be rejected. So if you look at them twice, they know you're looking for something.
Right. Okay. Don't look at them too much.
And there was one thing that my wife would always do when we were around, you know, other men of position, men of power. She would say, come here, give me a kiss right there in front of them. And we would just kiss right in front of them. They turn their head.
Because I marked my territory. Look, don't play with me.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not going to compromise all of my purpose for a satisfaction of my ego being stroked. Or my shit.
Come on
being
now.
Stroked.
That's good. Now that is
you
good.
You got to feel yourself up because I had a girlfriend. I'm going to say this and then I'm done. I had a girlfriend. She said that she was married. And I knew our marriage wasn't going to last. I just knew it. And I was, I didn't tell everything. But she fed off of the flirt and the attraction that she knew other men. It fed her, baby. It just. Yeah, I'm going to hurt him with this. I'm like, why are you trying to hurt anybody anyway? What's up with all this? But see, that showed me there is a broken, you're a broken sister. You got cracked.
Yeah.
And see, look.
That's all it takes for the enemy to come in. He'll crack a deal. That's all it'll do him. This is so good, Haight and Henry. You guys tell everybody where they can follow you. You got to come back on the show. And I want you to stay on with Doug because I want you guys to do a La Host drop for Dr. Gina's radio chat. Like, this is Haight and Henry from La Host, you know, and you're listening to Dr. He'll tell you what to do. Can y'all do that for me and Gina?
Absolutely. Yeah. For Gina and Gina. I'll do it for Gina, but I won't do it for Gina.
Well, my mama's from Detroit, so I'm a part of the family now. My mama went to Mumford High. That's all I know. But my mama's from Detroit, so look, we together somehow, okay? We
together.
I love
it.
Yes, I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can connect with you.
Sure. So I'm Haight, my husband's Henry. He's not too, you know, he don't do the social media thing too much. But nevertheless, I can be found at La Host Hair and Wig on Facebook. If you like, you have to like and follow, though, because if you like and follow, then it gives you full access of our page. On Instagram, Haight Johnson and on Instagram, Haight Johnson and La Host Hair and Wig. So everything, all my handles is La Host Hair and Wig or La Host Hair. So in our website, and I got to give you another commercial, Gina, so I'll send that over to you. Our website is www.lehosthair.com.
I love it. And they're in 200 Walmart, so look for La Host. If you don't know, now
January. January 2021.
Wow. Yay, January
2021. Congratulations, you guys.
Wow. Listen, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tune in, tell a friend. Listen, over a million listeners worldwide, you guys. Thank you so much for helping Dr. Gina's Radio Chat be one of the number one talk shows in the world. We love you so much. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.